Today on Rockin' the Suburbs!
It's like a total Rockin' the Suburbs move.
It's day three of our 10-minute podcasts here on Rockin' the Suburbs. The time you see on your podcast app may indicate longer than 10 minutes, but the guest gets 10 minutes to speak on the topic of their choice.
That's right.
I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us today is Tim Hoffman. Hello, Tim. I'm setting the timer now. What is your topic?
Okay. Permission requested to ramble, if it's okay.
Tim, you never ramble.
Absolutely okay.
Based on some of the conversations from the past couple days, thinking back to what Adam was talking about in terms of like kind of tallying up the shows that you've already seen or are planning to see in 2025. And I just missed out on seeing a show a week ago yesterday, of Chuck Prophet did a matinee show at the Ram's Head in Annapolis, but I had tickets, but it's like a total Rock in the Suburbs move. Like I had tickets, but at the last minute I figured out I couldn't go because I had a wedding to attend that I was invited to. So I missed that show. So that would have been my first concert in 2025, but I am going to see a band that I never really heard much about until a couple weeks or so ago when I was in Mobius Records in Fairfax, Virginia, and I heard this great, like, hardcore jazz punk fusion. Like, I didn't even know what the hell it was, but as soon as I heard this music, I'm like, whoa. I listened to a couple songs, then I finally went over to the counter. I'm like, what is this? And I learned about this band called The Mesthetics, who are, I think, a local DC band with a couple members formerly in Fugazi, and they put a record out in 2024 with a saxophonist, James Brandon Lewis, made this record with them, and I think it's my favorite record of 2024. If I can go back like retroactively and assign my favorite record for last year, but they're coming to play at the Black Cat in middle of this month, I think toward the end, 20 or 21st, so planning to go see them. That'll be my first show.
Thank you.
And then I'm hoping a band, maybe Adam knows about this band from Louisville that I saw in at Jam and Java last year called Doom Gong, which is like a really good Louisville, Kentucky band. And I think they're coming back around this way sometime in the spring or the early summer. So those are two shows I've got coming up. I was planning to talk for whatever time remains about a real deep dive I've been doing probably, well, almost for a year now, ever since Carl Wallander died last year in March of 2024, like the key member of World Party, and a band that I, up until last year, I'll honestly say I only knew because of the song Ship of Fools and the video that was on MTV back in the day and how cool that song is and how it affected me. Just like I thought it had the coolest groove to it and his vocals were great. But that's about as much as I knew about the band World Party. But I saw a lot of outpouring of like love for Carl and his music. And also I got reprimanded by one of my older brothers who's a bigger music nerd than I am. And he just kind of like, boy, how could you have like slept through this? There's so much good music that this band has put out. So I have done a lot of listening to Bang and Goodbye Jumbo and Private Revolution. But two titles from World Party that have really stuck and are still taking me a long time to kind of digest and just, and you know, there's so much about them to love are, one of their later albums called Egyptology. And I don't know if anyone is familiar with that particular record, but to me, it's one of the great, maybe a perfect double album. And also one I just found out, again, my brother just dropped this in my, you know, on my head the other day. He's like, what are you doing if you haven't heard the box set of World Party that I don't even know when it was put out, but it's called Archaeology. I don't know if anyone has heard anything from that, but it's got a lot of really, really good songs that I don't, you know, there was a lot in there. Like to me, Wallinger and World Party is just one of those bands I can hear, listen to one of their songs. I'm like, wow, I hear some Rolling Stones in there, or I hear some Who in there, Beach Boys there, Prince there. I feel like Wallinger was one of those artists who could just like, he was like a siphon. He just could like funnel all of this music and then put stuff out. And so there's, and I think in many ways, the little feelings that you get when you listen to some of the songs and you hear some Beach Boys, you hear some Prince in there, it's done. He's not ripping anybody off. He's like, I think, a very honest and joyful lover of music. So it's his way of kind of sharing what he loved and just like reflecting it back. I have only the highest praise for Egyptology and the Archaeology. I think it's a 5-disc box set.
I need to.
let me, just if I might, let you know about a little bit about that. The first of the five discs, I don't think this exists on vinyl. I think it's extremely hard even to get on CD. You know, Patrick, if you did a Discog search, I think you'd probably find like it's going to be a couple hundred dollars at least for this CD. Okay. But my brother told me, like, get it through the Apple or iTunes store, like, do the download. Don't stream it because you get a much better resolution with the download. So I've done that, but the first disc is 11 tracks, and I think it's all original stuff, probably written by Carl Wallinger, and ends up with a interview from a radio appearance he did in 2006, and a performance of a song. I think it's off of Goodbye Jumbo. That's called Sweet Soul Dream. And the studio version of that song also featured Sinead O'Connor on vocals when he recorded that album. But this, yeah, Archaeology box set, I highly recommend folks like checking it out, downloading it. Came out in 2012. And it is, you know, it's one of those, because there's so much stuff on there, the 70 tracks, so it's going to take a long time to listen through. But Patrick will appreciate this, I think. There are some covers of other artists' music on there. Cover of Dear Prudence, that's very, very beautiful. There's a cover of Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone.
Wow.
And there's a cover of Dylan's Sweetheart Like You from, I think, Empire, Empire Burlesque. And even one more on there. He does like three Dylan covers. They're really good. I'll find the other one. Oh, he does. They does a cover of Happiness Is a Warm Gun.
Oh, wow.
And so that's why I say check it out, and you will love it.
Yes, Tim, you are correct. There are two copies for sale right now on Discogs, both from overseas in Europe. So if you buy one, Discogs estimates it'll cost you either $345 or $329. So definitely the download sounds like the way to go.
Yeah. That's too much. I mean, you can enjoy it without spending hundreds of dollars.
Right. That's cool. I had no idea it even existed. None whatsoever.
Yeah, you'll really like it, Patrick. I thought you would appreciate that. He's someone that I kind of like want to kick myself in the butt for like not really listening to more of earlier.
Mm-hmm.
There's just, to me, he's just like a real craftsman, and like the way the album, the way the mixing, I think, is also part of it. There's a lot of really thoughtful work done in the studio to like pan instruments. You can hear like the tambourine like panning from left speaker to right speaker, or they'll bring it out of the mix and like feature, you know, feature a particular instrument for a while. So when I hear that, to me, it's like a very thoughtful decisions made in the studio that I appreciate.
I just want to say, don't kick yourself when you come late to an artist, because we all have that. There's so much music out there. We all have that. If anything, I'm just happy at some point that the music found me, is the way I look at it.
Yeah. I feel the same way. I know. I just say that because I'm like, man, I know I would have like gone to bat. I probably would have like bought a bunch of World Party t-shirts and worn them around and like advertised the band. It probably been my favorite band, you know, in addition to Guided by Voices or The Who or stuff like that. But it's really, a blessing to discover, no matter how old you are, how many years behind the wave you are, like this, like really, really good music. It makes a big difference.
Very cool. I mean, definitely Carl Wallinger, a studio craftsman. Absolutely. Like, you can just listen to those records and just tell how much thought and effort, you know, went into making those, and the results show, you know, it really is great music. 100%. I only have the first two. I only have probably the ones everybody has, Private Revolution and Goodbye Jumbo. right? Yeah. But now you've inspired me. I need to go and hear others. So I'm excited about this.
Yeah, Bang is a great record and kind of reminds me, I mean, the album cover for it. There was an album, the original cover of Bang was just kind of a bizarre, looked like someone's head exploding. It looked like something from what, Scanners, whatever that movie was. But then they put out another one that looks very much kind of like the Shot of Love album cover with this like lots of bright cartoonish. It's got a very like cartoonish type of illustration on it. But I love that record. And the one that really kind of woke me up was Egyptology, because it's again, it's like really finely crafted and just well done. It's one of those, it's a perfect record, I think. I would add this to my perfect album list.
All right. Is there anybody else here on the Zoom who wants to briefly make any comments about World Party? Phil?
Yeah, just real short. I got to see him at Listener Auditorium in the mid-90s on the probably the Bang Tour. He was super, super popular. That place was jam-packed full of people. And women loved World Party too. It was unbelievable. I was there with my now wife, a bunch of her friends. And at that time, Brooke Shields was going to college in D.C. She was at the show too. So, but amazing, amazing records. All of them, just like Tim said, they're so good.
Anybody else? Real quickly here, Scott.
I picked up Goodbye Jumbo not long after it came out, and I got everything fairly early. And another thing about World Party is they are really, really strong environmentalists.
Yes.
And Goodbye Jumbo is probably their most environmentalist album, but it shows throughout their entire discography.
Yeah. There's that one song, I forget which, it might be on Goodbye Jumbo. I think it's called And God Said, where it's kind of like God watching all this, like, just destruction and just like wrecking of the environment. And then God's answer to humanity is kind of like, F you.
Yeah, they have great melodies too.
Yes, yes.
All right. Bank of questions for Tim.
All right, hit me.
Yes, let me get in there.
All right. Tim, what is the fastest you've ever driven?
Oh, wow. I think on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, somewhere east of Harrisburg, in the middle of the night, when I was driving to Seaside Heights or Seaside Park, and I think I was just trying to get to the next rest stop before my bladder burst. So I think I saw 90 miles an hour, or 95 miles an hour, or something like that.
There you go.
Duh, I don't recommend speeding.
No, not on the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
I don't know. That seems about normal speed for the Pennsylvania Turnpike, isn't it? All right. Thanks very much, Tim Hoffman. That was great.
Tim. Yeah.
Great. All right. Stuff. We'll be back. We'll be back again with more 10-minute podcasts. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you later.
What's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this? You know I once knew a woman who looked like you. She wanted a home and not just a house. She used to call me sweet daddy when I was only a child. You gotta remind me of her when you laugh. You know. Sweetheart like you do. should be at home. That's where you belong. Taking care of somebody nice who don't know how to do you wrong. Just how much abuse will you be able to take? Now there's nowhere to tell from the first kiss. What's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this? You know, you can make a real name for yourself. You can hear them tires squeal. You could be known as the most beautiful woman who ever crawled across cut glass to make a deal. You know, news of you has come down. They say in your father's house there's many mansions. Each one of them got a fireproof floor. Snap out of it, baby. People are jealous of you. They smile at your face, but behind your back they hiss. Oh, what's a sweetheart like you?
What are you doing if you haven't heard the box set of World Party?